While Iowa caucusgoers will make their picks for the Republican nominee for president later tonight, Wisconsin voters won't weigh in until April 3rd. But the field was officially set today at a special committee meeting of Democrats and Republicans convened by Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy.
This sets the stage for our presidential year in Wisconsin. You know, this kicks off officially who's going to be on the ballot, and 11 months from now we'll be back in this room casting the electoral votes for president.
Republicans on the ballot will include Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Ron Paul, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. Only one Democrat will be on the ballot, President Barack Obama. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brad Courtney said after the meeting that even though the state's primary is moving from February to April this year, Wisconsin could still be relevant.
I don't know if anything will be sorted out by then, and it'll just give Wisconsin voters a real chance to decide who our next Republican nominee and future president will be.
If candidates drop out between now and April, they could have their names removed from Wisconsin's ballot. The committee's decisions have occasionally sparked controversy. Kennedy says it's been sued in the past by candidates who were denied ballot access. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.